We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back on the Yins No Ball podcast. I am John Ledyard. With me is Brad Spielberger, and it's Mock Draft Friday, as people commonly refer to it. Mock Draft Friday here on the Yins No Ball podcast. I'm going to say network. I'm just going to say it. Why not? We're doing a mock draft, Brad. This is a big thing now. So we're going to use PFF Simulator, and we are going to go for it as the Pittsburgh Steelers. What are your thoughts here, Brad, as we enter the draft as the Pittsburgh Steelers? Do you feel like they're like, what positions are at the top of your board? And yeah, what are you looking for as you enter this draft? What are your priorities?
I feel pretty good about where they're at 20. Like, they're still going to be a pretty good player. Maybe not a true blue chipper, but I think in this class, you can get some good players at 20. I think we agree. It's tackle, wide receiver, and corner for me, even above, center. I actually saw a tweet from Brandon Thorne this morning. We've mentioned him before. You probably know him. Like, even personally, I don't know him, but obviously respect his work a great deal. He said it's the best center class from depth-wise. I think he meant to clarify, like, particularly with how deep it goes, the best center class he's seen since he started doing like really serious scouting of the offensive line and prospects. So that to me is great news for Pittsburgh. All right, you can get a guy in the third, fourth, fifth round. So that's how I view it.
Yeah, Brandon Thorne, definitely need to have him on the show, actually, probably maybe next week or one of the upcoming weeks, since I've scouted some offensive linemen. But yeah, definitely one of my best friends in the field and definitely a guy whose work I completely trust. So if he says that, very interested to see what he has to say, because I know Jackson Powers Johnson and Zach Frazier are getting some hype. But after that, it feels like the stock has fallen off for some of these guys. And obviously you have your converts like Graham Barton, you know, if he's going to play center. Okay, you got another option there. Perhaps there's a couple more of those. Maybe Haynes falls into that category as well from UConn. But I think there's some projection. I think Barton played as a true freshman. And I can't wait, actually. The next week and a half probably for me is just going to be all offensive line. I'm just going to be totally immersed in offensive line tape. So I'm very excited to do that and to get in my own, start establishing my own opinions on these guys, because it is looking more and more like the Steelers are content to go wide receiver in another round, not the first round, if they don't make a big move. And then I think really, honestly, the focus is kind of shifted. Look at who they brought in. I mean, they've brought in almost all the top corners, almost all the top tackles. They have not at center and they have not a wide receiver. So what happens at center is truly like befuddling. I have absolutely no clue what's going to happen, but they obviously feel like Brandon does, that they can get one later, I think, in the draft, because otherwise they'd just be, it'd be more of a priority for them right now. So I am very curious to see what this team does at center. At wide receiver, I'm starting to feel more and more confident they're not going to take one in the first round. And so it's going to be interesting to see. We're using PFF's mock draft simulator, and we are going to sim the picks up to the Steelers' first round pick. And we'll just do the Steelers' picks through seven rounds here. Does that sound fair?
Sounds fantastic. Yeah. Okay. And I agree with everything you just said. Real quick, I want to say, I tracked this for the Bears. Last year, four guys they drafted were 30 visits. Do the Steelers kind of tip their hand in that regard as well?
Yes. Yeah, they do. 30 visits, but also which pro day? I don't think they've taken a first-round pick. Maybe in the whole era Kevin Colbert was there as officially the GM, although he was a shot caller before that, I think, too. I forget the exact – Steelers Depot tracks this every year, but it's almost never or maybe never happened where they've taken a – where the player they took in the first round – didn't have the GM and the head coach and Tomlin at the pro day. That's a big tell for them. Like, both those guys are at the pro day if the Steelers take a player. which is probably one of the reasons why, and maybe this is true for other teams. I know that the Steelers and the Bucks, I almost always have a great sense of who they're going to take in the first round based on who were the visits and all that kind of stuff, or like who they showed an interest in, who they interviewed, what position of need is, where they are in the draft, especially once the team is on the board. Like, you know, at Pewter Report, I'm sure they're still killing it in this way, but we were like famous in the Tampa community because we got an unbelievable amount of Bucks picks, right? Not even in the first round, just like as you went on in the draft, it was like pretty crazy. Like, I got the Tyler Johnson pick, right? That was probably my proudest moment in the field, Brad, was predicting that the Bucks would take Tyler Johnson at some point during day three of the draft that year. And they took him like the sixth round or something. No, it was Tyler Johnson. And It was the fifth.
And that's the fifth. Like,
yeah, I predicted Tyler Johnson and Khalil Davis, both of them. And they were two day three picks for the Bucks. And I was
because that's crazy. Like, people need to appreciate, like, guessing the first round, it's cool, but like, you can kind of do it. Getting a day three pick, like, that's borderline impossible.
Yeah. I wrote like a day three mock draft the night after day two, and I got two of the four picks right that they had.
That's unreal.
It was pretty wild. Yeah. But most of the time, obviously, I don't talk about all the misses because that's not as much fun. Yeah. So let's jump into it here and see what we got as we start this simulator all the way to the Steelers pick. Okay, so here's who's come off the board so far. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, the first three picks. Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze, Marvin Harrison. In that order, interesting. Yeah, interesting. Marvin Harrison, why's your three here? Okay. Joe Alt to the Titans, Quinyon Mitchell to the Falcons. There's one potential Steelers target. Dallas Turner to the Bears. Looks like J.J. McCarthy went to the Jets here. Fuaga to the Vikings. Verse to the Broncos at 12. Wow. Brock Bowers to the Raiders at 13. Troy Fatanu to the Saints at 14. Graham Barton off the board to the Colts in this mock draft simulation. Latu to the Seahawks at 16, then Latham and Fashanu back-to-back tackles, and Terrion Arnold came off the board of the Rams right in front of the Steelers pick at number 20. So as we look at the board, best players available per PFF, Brad, Johnny Newton, Cooper DeJean, the corner from Iowa, Byron Murphy from Texas, Nate Wiggins from Clemson, who the Steelers have added for a visit. I forget the pro day. We're not trying to predict what the Steelers do, by the way. We're saying what we would do in this situation, yeah, just to be clear. Amarius Mims is on the board from Georgia, commonly mocked to the Steelers. Jackson Powers Johnson is on the board here. Brian Thomas is actually on the board here. Adonai Mitchell is on the board here. Zach Frazier. So not bad. It's fallen pretty well for the Steelers. Obviously, you'd like Arnold and Barton to be there, but this is an interesting way that it's progressed.
It's funny. It did fall well, and this kind of bolsters my top point, because the three picks ahead of them, I would hate if I was the Steelers, right? Like J.C. Latham, who I'm not super high on, but I know other people are very, very high on. Olufoshinu, who I like a lot out of Penn State, and Terrion Arnold. Like, those three players getting into the late teens, if I'm sitting there at 20, knowing I need tackle and corner, I'd be like pulling my hair out. But I still do like a lot of the names you just mentioned. Maybe we don't want to complicate matters. Maybe we only do one trade, not to like add a million picks and take 8 hours doing this. But in a real world scenario, if I'm there and I have both Johnny Newton and Byron Murphy, who I think underratedly, like interior defensive line, I don't think the Steelers would shy away from necessarily. But if I had both of the top interior defensive linemen, and in my opinion, there's a bit of a drop to the next guy, in the class, and then a bunch of tackle prospects too, maybe you do a small move down. Because I wrote about this the other day in an article, but a lot of teams after Pittsburgh need similar players. Like Miami needs O-line. Philly arguably could get some bolster the O-line too, or obviously go corner. The Vikings in this hypothetical, they have a trade here. Oh, no, sorry. They're at 23. They could use DB as well. Could also sign a guard. And then Dallas obviously needs offensive line and corner too. So I was thinking about that, maybe like if one of those teams gets aggressive, gets antsy, and you still only move between 21 and 24, and you could still get a good tackle or one of the top interior defensive linemen. And I know we didn't talk about that, but I don't know. If I'm Pittsburgh and Byron Murphy's there at 20, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, it is tricky because there's a lot of Byron Murphy, man. I didn't
not a big fan?
No, I am. I mean, like I'm a huge Johnny Newton fan. I think he's
both. Yeah.
I think Johnny Newton's maybe a top, this is gonna blow your mind. I think he's maybe a top 5 player in the class. I think he's definitely a top 10 player in the class. I feel extremely strongly about him. One of my highest ranked defensive tackles I've ever graded. I have Quinnen Williams is the only one I've ever graded that I have higher than him in my numerical grading scale days. He and Jalen Carter had pretty much the same grade, and obviously there's a lot of concerns with Carter, so that I don't feel with Newton. So I am extremely high on Newton. If we are truly doing a what would we do, I actually probably would take Newton. But the other tricky thing is here that the trade down options just feel really good, and I'm all about trading down, like, because there's a couple corners here I wouldn't mind for Pittsburgh. There's a couple linemen here, tackles, centers. Like, there's just a lot of both the wide receivers they could want are on the board here still. I mean, only the big three at wide receiver are off the board here. So you just have a lot of potential picks. And so, I mean, I could take a number of these guys and feel pretty good about it. And I don't want to get greedy, but what if you could add another pick the way the draft is falling, you know? Like,
no, it's like, yeah, true. We didn't even talk about, I didn't even mention Brian Thomas Jr. still there too. You know, I know we agree they probably await on receiver, but I'm also like, I've fully gone in on, I think Amarius Mims is worth the risk. I went back and watched tackle tape again, and he just does things that most humans are not capable of doing. And I'm just like, I know he hasn't played much. I mentioned, I think he got hurt at the combine too. Look at that. He's played 300 snaps this year, 400 the year before, 120 as a sophomore or freshman. So, but he's just a beast, man. He's just a beast of a human being.
He is really good. And he's given up no sacks in his career, six hurries. It's like, okay, there's not much to complain about.
Six hurries in his career.
Yeah. And I know it's small sample size, and those stats aren't necessarily always reflective. I always want to say that. Like, I could watch him and think a different opinion. I've watched some of them. I do think he's really, really smooth, really, really talented. Would not surprise me if he is somebody that a team swings on earlier in the draft. I don't think the experience thing is a huge factor for a lot of teams when they feel like they can mold you into something. So, man, but like, they could trade. So do you want to look at our trade options?
Let's see who's calling. Yeah.
Let's see who's calling. We got the Eagles potentially to move down to pick 22. So that'd be two spots. How do I move through them?
Here, you click on the Eagles one. Yeah.
There
we
go. Okay. Yeah.
So, okay.
Ravens down to 30. A trade within the division. The Chiefs at 32 and the Saints at 45 are teams that are interested in pick 20. Now, we could make an offer to another team if we wanted to. And see what they, but let's just roll with the team's interested in terms of our options.
Yeah. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Does moving 10 spots down fancy you, or is that?
I think we can go back and look at the list again real quick, but that's too far, I think, in my eyes. I think the Eagles trade's perfect. Obviously, we're not going to get a ton of value, but I you're still getting a fourth, fifth round pick, probably fifth round pick or so, if I had to guess. Let's see if you fire it up here. Add in the compensatory from the Bucks.
Okay. 161.
Oh, okay. Try the Rams compensatory. So that was 161. Oh, okay. I undersold it. I guess. I'm trying to think. When the Eagles moved up to get Andre Diller, they went from 25 to 22 with the Ravens. I'll pull that trade up as a decent comp.
You're just going photographic right now.
Oh, yeah. It's not even.
This is your thing, huh?
Yeah.
Or we could take a player in the trade. They want to trade us.
True.
Dallas
Goedert. Like yeah. Devontae Smith, I'm open to it.
Yeah. I mean, their corner. How is James Bradbury still on this roster? let's see. Who could they trade? I mean, I don't know who they would trade. I mean, they don't have any, a lot of things that the Steelers need, to be honest. Their corner room is a tragedy.
Yeah, they're not giving up anything in that room.
Lane Johnson? I mean,
Yeah, let's get Lane Johnson in the mix. Get Broderick Jones back over to left tackle once and for all.
it's funny. The Philly's a good roster, but I'm not sure there's anything they'd give up that Pittsburgh would be interested in. So, yeah, I mean, do
Yeah.
you want to, for 22 and 120, to move down two spots and get a fourth?
Okay. So the trade that I was referring to, which was 25-222, the Ravens also gave up, or sorry, the Eagles gave up 127 and 197. So yeah, I guess 120 and then throw in 210. Oh, if that works, go for it. I
It
mean,
says 120 and 161 would be fair
yeah,
compensation.
I think that's perfect.
Okay, let's offer the trade. Okay,
Boom.
accepted. So the Eagles took the trade. Here we go. Resuming the draft. Byron Murphy and Cooper DeJean come off the board, and we're up to pick again.
And see, I think that's fine, right? Like, I agree. DeJean would be a good fit. I do think he'd be a good Steeler. And I think he play him at safety if you wanted to. You could play him at outside corner right out of the gate. You could play him at nickel a little bit too. I think he can do everything. Obviously, he was an outside corner in college, but just a great athlete, was returning punts for them. Like, he's a good player. But I'm not broke, heartbroken by that. And then I do like Murphy. But yeah, Newton's still there. To me, it's between Newton and Mims. I like Wiggins. I think you've mentioned, like, he's like 173 pounds. Like, that might scare the Steelers.
Yeah, I think Wiggins is extremely talented, but the weight is. I just got burned by Forbes last year, and he might still be good, but I'd still be shook, I think. And man, if it does feel like they're moving toward, like, we're gonna like crush offensive line in this draft, and we're gonna rebuild that way. That's what I think we're headed toward. I wonder if, it's like one. I would love to take Johnny Newton just if I were just like doing this for fun, but we do need to keep some semblance of realism here, and I just don't think they're gonna take another defensive tackle. Maybe I'm totally wrong. I mean,
I don't think it's a priority, but I just feel like if they're sitting there and they're just like, let's say hypothetically, Mims was also gone in this scenario, which is probably realistic, right? There's just more of a run on tackles because I'm not a big Tyler Guyton guy. Like, who's next to tackle after Mims? It's probably Guy. I assume it's Guyton.
I think so. Yeah, Guyton for PFF's rankings anyway. It's Jordan Morgan. I'm really intrigued by him, but what I've seen other people tweet, and then I've seen some of the Senior Bowl. I think he was the Senior Bowl. Yeah, some of the Senior Bowl stuff for Morgan, but I need to get to his tape more. But he does intrigue me if you miss out on the first wave of tackles.
I saw our guy Billy M was tweeting about him and that he liked him. And there's a lot of people saying like he's gonna be a first round pick at this point. I never know when to believe this. You would know better than me. I just seen a lot of people say he's gonna be a guard at the next level about Morgan. I also need to watch his tape. When I heard that, I skipped him because I was trying to watch just like pure tackles when I was watching the tackle tape. But I mean, 3 years started at Arizona, 6'6", 320.
What's his arm length?
Probably short. I'm guessing that's where that came from. I can pull it up for us.
Okay. I think the way the board, if we're trying to be realistic here and also go with what we think the team needs, Amarius Mims also has played right tackle, and that's interesting to me, like,
Yeah,
because
true.
that moves Broderick, and obviously the history of Broderick, so like that's kind of a cool aspect of this. But I think just the fact that you have a natural right tackle and you can move Broderick to a stronger side, I'm intrigued by that also from the Steelers' perspective. Just again, if we're trying to keep it a combination of realism slash what we would do, you're also thinking about the fact that this is a guy you wouldn't need to start right away, be in their opinion, because you have Dan Moore. So they would see it as like, oh, this is like we can transition and build up. Like the lack of experience isn't a big deal to us. We can build him up, bring him along, to 21 years old too, a junior, 21 years old. That's definitely nice to have a player, a younger player, to bring along with this group and with a high ceiling. It seems like that's the most realistic pick, but if you want to go like another direction, like I'm a big Jackson Powers Johnson fan, I'm a big Jerzon Newton or Johnny Newton fan, like I go
So
that.
I would just say real quick, now I know why Morgan's talked about as a guard. He had 32 and 7/8 inch arms, and there are a lot of teams that have 33 inches as a threshold for tackle.
Some have like 33 and a half as a
I was
threshold.
actually about to say, I think one team said 34 one time. So, so that's why it's in our database, that's 15th percentile for tackles in arm length. So that's why you hear the guard stuff. I don't know, it can be silly, but they have these thresholds for a reason. It's obviously tested, and like a Peter Skoronski last year, they put him at left guard in Tennessee, and he was pretty darn good right out of the gate. So I would go Amarius Mims personally. I love Johnny Newton as much as you do. I do. Him against, everyone talks about him against Wisconsin. I think him against Penn State may be even better.
Pick your tape. Like, there isn't a game in which he's not just absolutely killing people all game. No clue why we're not talking about him as a top 10 pick.
I'm with you. I know. He's, it's funny too, because he is like quote unquote undersized, but he's bigger than Byron Murphy, who I also love. But
he's bigger than like most of the D tackles in this class. Like, this is a small D tackle class. Like, you've got Fisk, you've got Jenkins. They're all, he weighs more than all of them.
Dorless, you know, Dorless is like an edge slash like Dorless, hybrid guy. Yeah. I like him a lot too.
Or Aurora's like 290. Like, it's just, weird.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. No, I agree with you. I'm honestly, if there was a different school in Illinois, maybe we would be talking about Newton in a more positive light. I would go Mims, but I'm open to whatever.
Let's go Mims. Let's do it. Let's take a tackle here. You have your bookend tackles for the future now at this point. Okay, we are simming down to 51 at this point. Remember, we've added some picks too. Is there a way to check? I always want
to pull it up. Where you have the top.
Oh, here
right.
It is. Yep. Yeah, 51, 80. So we have 51, 84, 98, 119, 120, 161, and then I think 2/7. Okay, here's who's off the board since our last pick. We picked Mims. Guyton went a pick after that to a team with two tackles.
Interesting.
Ryan Thomas to the Cowboys. Adonai Mitchell to the Packers. Chop Robinson to the Bucks. Nate Wiggins to the Cardinals, Jackson Powers Johnson off the board of the Bills, Johnny Newton to the Lions at 29. My gosh, I would love that pick.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid McKinstry to the Ravens, Jordan Morgan to the 49ers, Xavier Worthy to the Chiefs, Ladd McConkey to the Panthers, the start round two, our boy Kingsley to the Patriots
at
34, another tackle off the board, Xavier Leggett to the Cardinals, Darius Robinson to the Commanders, Troy Franklin, to the Chargers, Ennis Rakestra Jr. corner to the Titans, Mike Sanristil, is that what it is?
Sanristil. Who love, but people need to stop mocking Mike Sanristil in the top 50. He's like a 24-year-old slot-only corner. Love the guy, but like,
and he's like 10 pounds.
Yeah, he's 10 pounds. He's 24 years old, but anyway, he is a baller. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Max Melton, corner to the Commanders as well. Patrick Paul to the Packers. That's about four rounds too high from what I saw at the Senior Bowl. Braden Fisk, defensive tackle to the Texans. TJ Tampa to the Falcons. I feel like he's going to be there later in the draft. Bo Nix to the Raiders. Michael Penix Jr. to the Saints.
I like both of those. Yeah.
So the quarterbacks are coming out. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And Penix is really growing on me. Like, I think he might be good.
I think he is good. It's just he's Hendon Hooker. He's 24 with bad injuries. You know?
Yeah. That's the conversation with another time. But him, the rumors of him maybe going in the first round now, I'm starting to wonder about him with Pittsburgh. Kamari Lassiter to the Colts side. 4-6 corners. I feel like they go later usually. Tyler Newbin to the Giants. Peyton Wilson, linebacker to the Jaguars. Roger Rosengarten, tackle to the Bengals. And then Chris Braswell, edge rusher to the Eagles. That puts the Steelers on the clock here. Zach Frazier is on the board if we wanted to go center. Let's just look real quick and see who the interior O-line options are. Zach Frazier, Christian Haynes, I was not that impressed with his snapping when he was at – he has not played center when he was at the Senior Bowl. You can learn that, but
– Yeah.
Man, it feels tempting to go center here.
It does. I like McCormick a good bit, South Dakota State guy. He's also a guard, but I think he can play both. I think he is a day two player. I really do. I got tipped off to watch him by a mutual friend, and he just, I think he's a good player. But yeah, I'm not a huge, I know some people love Bo Limmer at Arkansas. And the big one for me is people love Cedric Van Pran, and we're like mocking him in the first round of the Bears, like during the season. And I was like, what are you guys watching? But anyway, I think Frazier is the best of this bunch by a decent bit.
I've seen a little bit of Van Pran, and I feel like you do, although I need to watch more. Limmer, I saw at the Senior Bowl. I was like, what are we doing here, folks? Like,
yeah.
This ain't it. Some of these other guys are guards, probably guards only. Like Cooper Beebe's a good player, but he's probably guard only. I think Javion Cohen, actually, he's down there at 206. He might be an interior offense line guy to target. If he's really going to be available that late, he wasn't half bad at the Senior Bowl, and I think he's gotten some good things on tape as well for Miami. So I'm actually a little bit of a fan of him. But yeah, if we're looking just at center, let's just check out what else we have. Just looking at the wide receiver options, I'm lower on Roman Wilson and Ricky Pearsall probably than it seems like most are. We both like Jermaine Burton a good bit, I think. But I don't know where he's going to come off the board. I honestly have no clue. He's probably one of the hardest players to project. I've been watching more Jalen Polk, and I wonder if that might be the guy for the Steelers. Like, dude, I know he's not an amazing athlete, but, dude, a guy who can just knows how to play, like, I'd be pretty interested in that. He's he might come off the board before we get to pick again.
Yeah, he will. I would assume.
Which is interesting.
That is the question. Obviously, it's a deep receiver class, but as you're scrolling now, like, I think you're already beyond the, like, actual outside receivers that I like. Like, I think I would take a Burton, a Keon Coleman, or a Jalen Polk, and I don't really like the rest of the guys.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not a Coleman fan at all, so.
Yeah. I just wonder if he goes, you know, earlier, but.
Yeah, I mean.
Or, like, before our next pick, I should say. Before 84, he'll be gone, I assume.
I probably wouldn't take him at 84.
Oh, wow.
I'm a true hater when it comes to Keon. I think he could be a big slot for a team, and if he's in the right system, I actually think he could find a path there in, like, year two, year three, if he buys in. And, like, so there are certain teams I'd be more interested for others, but that would be – I mean, the Steelers don't really, like, qualify for that, I think, with all the slot onlys they already have on the team. Like, I wouldn't love that fit, I think. Somebody like Polk, to me, makes more – plays inside, outside, can run routes. I'm very intrigued by him. Now, could we trade up, or once we pick, it's just
true. No, we can pause it. So after we make our pick, it's going to go fat. You could actually top left, slow it down if we're trying to do that. So okay. Top left, there's like the speed thing.
Oh, yeah.
So put that, just for now. Because. So then if we make our pick, it'll go much slower. Okay. And maybe we sit there and see if like Wilson and Pearsall and Burton come off the board, and then we just jump to get Jalen Paul. I'm not opposed. We traded down. We got two extra picks. Yeah, let's wheel and deal. Also, John, how did we not talk about Michael Pruitt? Big signing for the Steelers. Let's brief pause. No, I'm kidding. I'm not opposed to making a pick and then trying to move up from 84 to get one of these receivers we like.
All right, let's just see. Corners. Okay, I feel like with corners, there's a lot of these guys in the same tier right now, so I don't know if I want to go there.
I would agree. Also, do you like Renardo? I watched him yesterday.
From what I've seen, yes. I need to get more of his tape. From what I've seen, yes. And he's more of a nickel, right?
You probably would say that. He didn't play much there.
No, he's hardly played in the slot at all.
Yeah, maybe some people want to kick him inside, but he looks 6 foot to me on tape, a little bit skinnier, but all these corners are. He's a dog though. He battles like Wiggins too. I know Wiggins is skinny, but Wiggins plays above his weight. But you're right though. I think all those guys we're looking at right now are all on a similar tier where I would be comfortable waiting there. I actually like Kamal Haddon out of Tennessee a good bit too.
Let's come back to corner.
Yeah, come back to corner.
Let's see if we can move up without giving up 84. Yeah. Or move up from 84 without giving up 98, I say. And then see if we can get a corner at 98. See if we can move up from 84 to get a wide out. And let's take Zach Frazier here.
Love it.
Here we go. We're ready?
We're cooking.
Where do I pause the draft? Where's the button?
Now it'll be slow, so you'll be fine. But it'll come up. When you press draft, the settings button will turn to a pause button.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
It's good that I'm doing this with the creator of this.
Yeah, it helps.
Here we go. Okay. We've taken Zach Frazier. It's going slow now.
Okay. So where is the pause button?
Okay. There's your main button.
Right there. We
pause and offer trade. Okay.
Yeah.
Pearsall.
Wait, Burton Pearsall. Hold on. Pause.
Can we pause it?
Yeah. Hold on. So Burton and Pearsall came off the two picks after it, just to quickly like reevaluate. So two receivers immediately.
And then Jonah Ellis came off, by the way, to the Browns, the edge rusher. So.
There you go.
John, okay, who needs a wideout?
Right, that's what I'm thinking. So like,
not the Dolphins.
Not the Dolphins, really. The Cowboys do.
Did the Rams though?
Yeah,
they took Burton. The Rams took Burton.
Of course, they dude. He'd be such a good Ram.
Did the Cowboys take Brian Thomas though already?
Did they do earlier?
They took Brian Thomas in the first round. Does that change the simulator?
I would hope so. Yeah, okay. I'm not that much of a. Yeah, I'm not that deep in the weeds. No, it would.
The Bucs haven't taken a wideout. That would be a big. That's not in their needs here. Neither is it for the Packers. The Texans. It still says wide receiver is a need.
That'll come off.
The Bills will. So should we risk it for a few more?
The Bills
picks?
Took a receiver, right? They took.
Bills probably did take a receiver, but it's probably still a need.
No,
they took Jackson Powers Johnson.
Okay, who did they take in the second round?
This is the second round.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay, so Bills is a bit of a concern. Yeah.
So can we get a couple more picks?
I think so. I think we'll try to pause it after after Cowboys. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Dolphins take Adisa Isaac. Cowboys. Okay. Roman Wilson.
That's fine. Not our guy.
Rook
Aurora.
Packers. Javon Bullard. Okay. Paused it here.
All right. So Houston, we probably don't have Stephon Diggs in the system yet, but they still shouldn't. Maybe they do it, but who'd they take? Who the Texans?
Can we look
take?
At who the wide receivers that are left? Do we remember or no?
Yeah. So now I guess you can't until you're on the board, but I know who it is. It's now Keon Coleman and our guy Polk are the top two.
Are we trying to get Polk?
Yeah, that's our guy.
Okay.
I like Polk too. I do. I think he's a little bit less of an athlete, but I think he is one of the better receivers right now in the class. I agree with you.
He knows how to run routes. He makes contested catches like crazy. He competes like crazy. I think he's the right stuff, made of the right stuff for what they need. And I haven't really even finished his eval yet, so I could go watch more tape and hate him. Yeah, but what I've seen so far, I've been a fan.
No, he's a good player. My whole thing was I just think Jalen McMillan, they're different players, but I like Jalen McMillan just as much. Like I pushed back on when there was like, oh, it's like you got Roman top 10, Polk is an early second, and then McMillan's like a late day two. I was like, no. McMillan's like a very good big slot.
Is McMillan's size the issue? Is he smaller?
No, he's big. But he's a big slot. He is like 6'2", 200, and like he's pretty much been a slot only. I think he's been a slot only like his whole college career. I like him a lot, though. I'm a huge fan.
Okay, cool. Well, I haven't watched McMillan or focused on him much at all. I saw him like live in games, but I don't even remember what I saw.
Yeah.
Okay, so Javon Bullard's
he was hurt
Javon
most of the year.
Bullard
too,
went to the Packers here, so his safety's off the board. So we have the Texans, Bills. I mean, the Lions could take a wide. I know it's not listed here.
They could.
We're in the danger zone here, and we're not going to be able to trade with the Ravens probably. Yeah. Ravens took a corner earlier, so. Okay, so do we want to try and make a trade offer?
Yeah, let's talk to him. Let's talk to him.
To get from 84 to 59.
Oof, that's a jump. Let me pull it up. Let's see.
Okay, well, obviously, we're offering 84, right?
I think we have to. Also, for our listeners wondering, some people, I think, don't know this. On the PFF sim, we just use the Jimmy Johnson chart. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. That the NFL uses the Jimmy Johnson chart. That's been proven by many different data studies. So when you're trying to cook up a trade, just go look at the values on the Jimmy Johnson chart. Get it close to even. You got to pay a little bit extra if you're moving up, and it should go through. Sometimes the team denies it because they don't want to do it. But all right, so Houston is 59, right?
Yeah.
All right. So
can we get there without giving up 98 is the goal.
Right. Okay. So 59 is 310 points, and then 84 is 170. So we got to add 140 more of value. Now, obviously, since we're doing a draft for only this year, we could throw a future pick in that we don't care about, but if we wanted to just use picks that we do have without throwing in 98, what else do we got? We have the extra ones, right?
We got 119 and 120 and 161, 178, 195.
119 and 120 gets you an extra 100.
Both picks together?
Or 110, actually. So we're pretty close. Yeah, if you do both of them, you're pretty close. Try just that. See if it works.
Okay. 60% chance to be accepted with both picks.
I think you rip it.
We give up 84, 119, and 120 to get up to 59 to get Polk. We and keep 98, though.
You keep 98, and the mentality is we added 120 in that trade down. So you basically just say, look, we got the extra pick, still got Amarius Mims, and now we're immediately flipping it back. So in our mind, it's like, all right, you're just giving up 84 and 119. You know, no big deal.
Is it worth it to get Polk to make this move, though, to lose both of our fourths?
If you want to try to do, like, would you rather throw in like a future third? Like, that's the thing. And like,
we
I
could
have to say,
mark,
like, in my
analytical
brain,
that would be
I would
bad
say no.
Business.
Yeah, it is bad business. But yeah, it's a fair point though, because the fourth is going to have, well, the fourth, I guess, could have some corners we like. We got center though. And we need I mean, the thing is, there's no.
We could keep 119 and give up the rest of our draft.
That works. Okay. Yeah, try that.
120, 161, 178, 195.
Yeah, Texans need to, you know, get to, let's see. They'll have like a million picks later, but.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because the Texans probably actually wouldn't mind getting a 2025 pick if we wanted to go that route, but.
True. They're true. They have their own second, but just sent the Vikings second. I think the 30th, the third, we get it done. Yeah, oh, we'll have to pick 120 out. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I wonder if we. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Even if we did 84 in next year's third.
I guess try this. If you want to do 119 and 120, try to get like 188 from them or something. Like try to get 127 maybe.
No. 4% chance to be accepted. But.
No. Yeah. It's not going to work. There's a big gap. The issue, like, if they had a pick at like the 145 range, that would be nice, but they don't. Okay.
Yeah.
Throw 178 in instead of 195.
Okay.
And then put 127 back in. Okay. I mean,
35% chance of being accepted.
Yeah. This is great podcasting. We're just sitting here trying to cook up a trade. So right now, Houston, we're trying to get their 59th overall pick. We're offering 84, 119,
120.
And 120, which is a
60%
chance.
60% chance of being accepted, it says, per the simulator. Should we let it ride and just see? I mean, he's going to come off the board, I think. But
yeah, you could try to – if we here's the thing. If we make it through – well, I don't know, though, because like you said, Detroit and the Ravens could also do it.
This is 25 spots. We're jumping up almost a whole round for Jalen Polk. And I like Jalen Polk, but we have to just ask ourselves if it's worth it for us. And an offense is only going to play one wide receiver. And it's going to run back to the Stone Age.
Yeah, it's probably not worth it.
You think we just resume?
Yeah, we can resume. He's going to come off the next five picks. Let's see, though. Maybe Cam Coleman. No, do it, do it. Let's see what, I mean, yeah, up to you. Up to you. It might not be realistic is why I'm leaning towards no. Like, are they going to move up a full round?
Okay, let's keep it realistic. Here we go. We're resuming.
Yeah, we're going slow so we can. All
right. Jonathan Brooks running back. A tight end to the Bills. Jatavion Sanders. Here we go, the Lions. Keon Coleman.
Okay.
Come on, Ravens. Ooh. Don't do it to us, Ravens. Neyland.
Okay.
49ers, 63. And the Chiefs, 64. Chris Jenkins. Here go the Panthers. All right, let's pause. Panthers took Adrian Cooper here. Okay.
Who the Cardinals took Malik Nabers, right, in the first round? So for people trying to do a job.
We're into the third round, by the way. We're at pick 65. They took Nabers already, and then what did they take? They took Leggett already.
Oh, okay, then we're good then. So the Cardinals took two receivers. They should not take – and I think that's honestly realistic. Like, they take both. But you should not be taking another one. So I think you're good.
So, okay, resume and then pause after this pick?
Yep.
Here we go. All right, who will the Cardinals take?
Cannot be a receiver.
No. Oh, they took Polk. What is wrong with this simulator? It's insane.
Oh, my God. I mean, the Cardinals taking Malik Nabers, Xavier Leggett, and Jalen Polk with three top 66 picks. Oh, no. So we're cooked now.
All right, what do we do? That doesn't make any sense. Wow.
It doesn't.
That kills us.
I thought we were safe because
we just gonna let it roll then, or
I think we have to now. Commanders are at 67, is where we're at now. Early third. We're still at 84. Haven't moved off from any picks. I mean, yeah, it's just like they're still good players. It's just they're not. Yeah, I think we let it ride.
Okay, here we go. I move the speed up, so we'll go a little bit faster.
There's Tez Walker, Javon Baker, your guy.
Okay. Back to us at 84.
Okay.
Come off the board since that last pick. Jalen Polk, Kyrie Jackson, the corner from Oregon, Jalen McMillan, the wide receiver from Washington that you were talking about, Junior Colson, Michigan linebacker Spencer Rattler's off the board to the Giants, Christian Haynes to the Cardinals, Devontae Walker to the Jets, Braylon Trice to the Lions, Austin Booker to the Falcons, Jaden Hicks, another safety off the board, Jalen Wright, the running back, Javon Baker, another wide receiver I like, Andrew Phillips to the Commanders, Blake Corum to the Falcons, Tavondre Sweat to the Bengals, Johnny Wilson to the Seahawks, Brandon Dorlus to the Colts, and Gabriel Murphy in the third round to the Rams.
That's rich.
Wow. And then we are on the clock at 84. We have a tackle, Amarius Mims, and a center, Zach Frazier. We have rebuilt the offensive line. We have our starting five on the offensive line. Get the heck out of here, Dan Moore. Now it's time to figure out what we want at some of these other positions. Quarterback, not an option for us right now. Let's look at wide receiver.
I think receiver and corner, we could do okay. Corner, I think, shook out decently for us.
So wide receiver is interesting because you like Malachi Corley, don't you?
I do, but all these guys are like slot types.
Yeah.
Thrash is a slot. Corley's a slot. I don't really like Brendan Rice from USC all that much.
Yeah, it gets thin at wide receiver, to be honest.
We could take is he on here? The McCaffrey? Luke McCaffrey is my late round dart throw receiver guy.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to look. I don't know. I don't think he's coming off the board. Let's look at corner. Our guy Renardo Green's here, and it just kind of feels right.
Yeah, it feels really good.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to make another move here at any other spot. I mean,
I agree.
Because what else do we need? Like, I would look at, tackle some of the top guys on the board. Running backs are on the board. Another linebacker. I mean, Jeremiah Trotter, I like, but even here, like, he's just not an athlete. Like, what's the ceiling with a player? Do we need another player like that? Like,
I don't think so.
It seems like interior offensive line, safety, corner are the richest.
We can wait on safety too, because I think we should take a safety. But we have the 119. Here's the thing: we now have 98, 119, 120. So like, we're gonna get a safety and a receiver still.
Let's take Renardo Green.
Yeah, I think Renardo Green's the pick.
Yeah, 90 grade in man coverage for PFF this past season. I just love, and the feistiness They make plays on the ball too in the tape that I've watched. Let's see what. Yeah, 16 forced incompletions, tied for sixth in the nation.
Yep.
Just feel like the instincts are really good. Not going to crush it as a run defender or crush it as a tackler, I don't think, or anything like that. He is like a wiry frame corner, but clearly size isn't the priority we thought it was for them at corner.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I feel good about this. Let's do
Me
it.
Me too. I think he's the best guy by a good chunk.
Okay, good. All right, I feel good so far. Okay,
yeah.
We're going faster. Should we pause at all or no? Oh, we're at 98. Okay,
no, we're 98 already, so we can. Okay, okay, so I do
come
like.
Off the, oh, go sorry, ahead, I was going to say.
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
We got Blake Fisher at 85 to the tackle to the Browns. Jamari Thrash to the Texans. Trey Benson, running back to the Cowboys. Jeremiah Trotter, linebacker to the Packers. Bucky Irving, running back to the Bucks. Cedric Van Pran, center to the Cardinals. Christian Mahogany, guard to the Packers. Malachi Corley, wide receiver to the Bucks. Kalen Bullock, safety to the Ravens. Brendan Rice, wide receiver to the 49ers. Dominic Puni, tackle to the Chiefs. Jerrion Jones, cornerback to the Jaguars. And Mason McCormick, who you were just talking about, interior offensive lineman to the Bengals. So the Steelers on the clock at 98. And what are you thinking? We're looking at, we're keeping safety and wide receiver in mind. We're not ruling out defensive line, right? If
yep,
we can
I
get
agree.
Another guy.
Yep.
Quarterback, I think we're pretty much done with at this point. Like, I don't know enough about. I know you like Michael Pratt. He's
yeah,
on the board.
That's all I got. All I have is Michael Pratt vibes.
And yeah, I think we sit and see what Fields has for this year.
I agree.
I'd take quarterback off for us. Yeah. Running back doesn't seem like they seem like they got their three guys.
Mm-hmm.
Tight end, the room's pretty full. I'm not really worried about that position. So wide receiver, and then I would say, will we keep looking out at offensive line, or do we want to?
We could. Are you thinking interior? I mean, you know, Daniels and what's his name? Samalu. Yeah, like they could use someone behind him, I suppose.
Like Cooper Beebe would be a good pick here. We might be able to get him in our next pick, honestly, because mm-hmm. we didn't move any picks. So we still have those two fourths. So
yeah,
maybe we'll include it here. And then let's see what else. Safety we want to look at. And let's put interior defensive line.
Yep.
And I'll add edge to that just in case. I mean, it's possible they go for another linebacker at some point as well.
They could.
Let's see if we add that, if there are any top ranked guys. I mean, Cameron Kinchin's just, I mean, I'm not, some of these safeties, it's just like, I haven't even watched all these guys to be fair, but it just feels like, yeah, some of these guys are too unathletic.
Yeah, no, I soured on Kinchins a bunch as I watched him. Taylor Demerson, I've only watched one game. I need to keep watching him, but everyone keeps talking about him. That's Dadrian Taylor Demerson at Texas Tech. Everyone on Twitter seems to like him. I actually haven't gotten around to it yet. Ooh, you put up the interior D-line. I do like Dwayne Carter at Duke a decent bit, in this range at least. Like, I think he's a day three guy, and I don't hate him. Maybe the 190.
Do we like Michael Hall more, though?
Yeah, I do. I do, yes.
98. This feels about, I mean, I like Xavier Thomas a lot, but I'm not sure how he factors at Pittsburgh given the fact the edge rushers they have. But adding another guy, like, I wouldn't rule out just because of the value here. I wouldn't not rule that out. I like Michael Hall. I think he's going to get killed in the run game, and you kind of already have a guy like that in DeMarvin Leal, but maybe he competes harder. It is the kind of player the Steelers would take, I think.
Yeah, I actually like a couple guys though. So I do think Hall is the best one left. Leonard Taylor is an interesting one where, like, this past year, Miami, he was not as good as the year prior. There was a whole article yesterday, a write-up about how he was asked to do different things and was doing a lot more mirroring and reading, reacting. And so, like, it just changed what his profile of what he was asked to do. He's a good athlete. He's, like, he's a good, you know, people thought he was going to be a first rounder coming into this season. So
I know he was, like, talked about as supposed to be one of the top guys, and Ollie and I just talked about him yesterday, actually a lot on our podcast. I wish I liked his tape more, and I wish his athletic testing were better.
Yeah.
That's where I kind of land on with him. Is that, like, if I felt like there was an upside there that it feels like was always rumored about him, I would probably be pretty willing. But because I don't necessarily feel like that upside's there, I'm a little shook. If we can get him with one of our next picks, if we don't take an interior defensive lineman here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be opposed.
That's what I was saying. Sorry. I was saying, like, because there's a couple options, I think we wait on interior D-line.
Okay.
Safeties.
I just don't know much about these guys. I know some people like Cole Bishop. The PFF grades are not great. Wide receiver, we still have not addressed. Feels like we might need to, but look, I mean,
They're all, yeah, we're now in the range. Everyone's 5'9".
This is what happens. But
Cowing is 5'8".
Yeah. Jacob Cowing and Anaya Smith.
I'm not a big Anaya Smith guy.
I have not watched him. Malik
I like Malik Washington a lot, but he's tiny.
Small, right, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's tiny. I love him, though.
Yeah, it's slim pickings at wide out right now. It feels like we might have missed the boat on wide receiver.
Yeah, we did. We'll make a trade. We're trading for Brandon Ayuk. We'll do that later.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. We're trading a 2025 pick before the training camp opens for Brandon Ayuk. Okay, so let's focus on what's here. We can't cry about what's gone, been gone. I mean, sometimes the simulator takes three wideouts for a team before
their first
three picks. So we don't
Cardinals receiving core is back.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. I haven't watched many of these mid-round linebackers. There's some people who like those guys. I'm just not that sold on a linebacker here. I almost want to just take the best player available here, in my opinion, and take Xavier Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, you like him a lot. Was he a little bit older is the concern there, but I know a lot of
people older,
like him. He's
older. Yeah, there's some, you know, he's a different dude type of thing. I don't know. But he's had an injury in the past. He played 6 years in college, so he's on the Van Wilder program. And I never know how that might affect things.
I'm not opposed. I agree with you. The BB value is solid. We probably could wait, but I think that he is going to go earlier than this. Yeah, as I look at these interior guys, like I like Mekhi Wingo. I'm not sure why Trevor's that low on him.
Ollie loves him.
He's a good player.
Ollie has him in like one of his top. He thinks he's gonna his best football ahead of him. He had him in like his. I think he was DT4 for him, maybe or something like that.
No, he's very good. I don't know if I'm that high on him, but like I agree, he's a very good player. There's a lot of
it
names.
Feels like we got a lot of interior options though.
We can wait on that for sure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
So what are we in here? Are we in a? We don't want to trade
edge,
back.
What does edge look like if we're going to go edge? Because I actually agree they could do it. Like you like Xavier Thomas a lot, and then who's after him? I don't even know who Javon Solomon is at Troy. Hey,
Ollie watched him and said, "Don't bother watching this guy."
Okay,
so I actually didn't watch him.
Boy B is more of like a five tech. I do love Muhammad Kamara.
John Owning likes him too. I haven't watched him yet.
I like Kamara a lot. Oh, yeah. And if John Owning likes a defensive lineman, I trust him with my life. Yeah. But
this is tricky.
It is tricky. I don't hate Edge. I don't.
Yeah, the run on wide receivers was crazy. It's safeties and edge rushers and defensive. I mean, taking an edge here is definitely like a, we just think this guy could be good. And if I felt good about any of these safeties, I would just say, let's pull the trigger and get KZ off this roster. But
yeah.
I just don't know, honestly. I know people are into Cameron Kitchens, and like there was he could be the first safety off the board, which I think is just definitely not going to happen now. But like, what's great about his profile, like the fact that he had a bunch of interceptions, right? Like he had five picks or something.
Yeah.
Like, but the grades aren't really great this year. He ran like what, a 4.7?
No, he was not. I was not impressed when I threw on the tape this year. He also just like he like runs. He's very like. Like he doesn't just like stop and click and closed. Everything is like rounded, and it's like he looks. I don't know. Maybe the athleticism is the issue. I don't know.
He can't move like a safety needs to.
No, like he always
especially because he's
like
a free safety.
Yeah, these like rounded routes to the ball carrier. I'm like, why are you just stopping and starting? It was weird. I noticed it a bunch of times.
Yeah, I mean, too many missed. Like, just there's too many concerns for me, and I haven't seen some of these other guys. I know there's people who like. Tyke Smith. I know there's people like Cole Bishop. Okay, we've deliberated long enough here. What do you want to do? What do you think?
I think we either go, and again, I haven't watched him yet. People love Dedrone Taylor-Demerson. We should talk about Sione Vaki, who is going to be the two-way player at the NFL level. He's the Utah safety who they started using as a running back towards the end of the season. Probably not worth this this selection. But, yeah, I would go – I think I go safety here. Or more likely for me is edge rusher. If you like Xavier Thomas, I would do it because I just – the drop off is steep. I don't like Tyke Smith. I like Javon Bullard a good bit. I didn't like Tyke Smith.
The thing I like about Thomas is he can rush from the inside too.
Okay.
So it would give us a real fearsome front. I think we'd do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm down.
All right. I'm ripping. I'm taking the risk. There's a real chance that his draft stock falls quite far on draft day from what I've been told, but we're just going off of whether player, not because of his on-field performance.
Yeah.
Okay. Since our pick, Kinchins went off the board next. Michael Hall, the defensive tackle from Ohio State. Dadrian Taylor-Demerson, another safety. Ray Davis, a running back. Marshawn Lynch, a running back. DJ James, a corner. Jacob Cowing, a wideout. Maurice Lufau, a linebacker. Dwayne Carter, a defensive tackle. Sione Vaki, Michael, a safety. Michael Pratt, quarterback. Abrams Drain. We could have had another corner, actually. We probably should have thought more about that.
True.
Eric All, the tight end from Iowa, the upside tight end. Matt Goncalves, tackle. Bo Limmer, center. Trevor Keegan, guard. Another running back. Jarvis Brownlee, corner. Cam Hart, corner. Tommy Eichenberg, linebacker. We have back-to-back picks here.
Love that. We control the draft.
I like it as well. Feels like hardly any – I mean, we still have some safeties on the board here for us for sure.
Yeah.
Wide receiver, I mean, we're running into the same issue. So, like, let's just stop. We'll go with Luke. We'll get Luke McCaffrey late, and we'll see if
we'll get him in a round or two.
Yeah, see if we can make something happen there.
So I do love. I actually love all the tight end options. But
I know there's too many good tight. Like Benson is not going to be on the board here. Like,
no, he might be like a late second, early third type guy. Sounds like. Yeah,
Cade Stover might not be either. And
I love Cade Stover.
Yeah,
he's less upside, solid. But I love Cade Stover.
He's solid.
Yeah.
Okay. What's here at corner? I've heard really good things about Kalen Carson.
He's been moving up for sure.
I'd consider him here.
Yeah, I would too. I like him and I like Kamal Haddon, but I've heard better things. Other people like Carson more for sure.
So that's an interesting. Okay, what about safety here? Because we still haven't taken a safety. And then defensive tackle. Those are
Bishop's not a bad one.
Yeah. Maybe this is the range for Bishop. Now, just looking at some of the snap alignments with Bishop, he played deep on 247 snaps in the box 180 in the slot 97. And that's been pretty consistent. He's had a good number of reps in the slot in 2022. So we could definitely use a slot player.
Utah DBs too. Like you just got to trust them.
Yeah. And that could be a thing at corner too, is like, do we look for a nickel here?
Yeah. Newton's going to be a nickel, right? Oh.
I wondered about that.
He's smaller, right? Okay, well, not really.
He didn't play hardly at all in the slot
in
college. They brought in Devin Shire, who you might be able to get later. They brought him in for a workout. I believe he's been primarily an outside corner as well. Oh man, okay. Let's. What do we think? I think we look
if
at the
like
second
Kalen Carson. If you don't like Kalen Carson, I don't hate it at all. I would wait on safety now. And then D tackle, we still
have Mekhi Wingo.
No, I think we should take a D tackle here. I think the guys we're looking at right now are going to be gone. I watched Boyd last night. He's like a tree trunk, short arms, but he's like a fun little wrecking ball type player. I think he is not a three down guy, but
more of
a
run
stopper. Phenomenal at Shrine Bowl, I think.
Yeah, more of a run stopper, you think?
Yeah, more of an early down type of guy. Didn't get invited to the combine. And a lot of people say he'll be the first non-combine invite off the board. But to me, like, Mekhi Wingo, I don't know. I think he's the best guy on this list.
Well, just the athleticism alone. Like, he tested as a top-tier athlete, and it was pretty well talked about how much LSU misused him, sort of.
Yes, exactly.
In their system, and that he could be a better player at the next level. So let's take Wingo here, and then we pick again. And we don't need to address safety, honestly. Like, if KZ can be a third safety, which I'm not a fan of, but Killebrew's going to be the fourth safety because of special teams. And Thompson played well as the fifth safety last year. So,
yeah.
I mean, KZ, it doesn't save us a ton of money, right, to get him off the roster.
No, I would throw Reese as a corner. I would just keep pumping corner then.
I would too, I think. Let's get Kalen Carson.
Let's do it.
Okay. Kalen Carson. I feel good about that. I'm glad we kept those fourths. I know we missed out on wideouts. And we're going to have to make a trade for Brandon Ayuk, which, you know, whatever.
You know, cost of doing business.
Yeah. I'm not going through all the guys that are off the board at this point because people aren't going to even know who they are, but we are picking back on the clock at 161 and we've got some options. There's still some interior offensive linemen that could be options. Zach Zinter from Michigan. I know he's gotten some wide receiver. We might be in the Luke McCaffrey range here.
Yeah, maybe.
We pick 161, 178, and 195 to cap out the draft here. So we might be closing in on your favorite, or Jaheim Bell. There we go. Our Jaheim Bell's on the board. Our this year's Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
for Arthur Smith.
He just got Michael Pruitt. He's good.
Yeah, feels too perfect, honestly.
Yeah, it does. Tip Ryman was one who tested like crazy. The Illinois tight end who had a crazy combine, but I haven't watched him at all.
Yes, he did. Never. There was a couple crazy. Theo Johnson had a crazy combine.
Yeah, he did. He went. He got drafted a couple picks ago, I think. Yeah.
I think he's not good from what I've heard, but.
Yeah, probably true. Just a freak athlete.
Okay, we honestly could still keep going corner.
We could. I've heard good things about Pritchett. I haven't watched this list. I haven't watched any of these guys, but I've heard good things about Pritchett.
Okay. I haven't heard anything about Pritchett. I don't know if I've seen any of these guys now at this point at corner.
Yeah.
No. So we'd be going off PFF grade. So let's check. Let's see who we've got that we know. Just Logan Lee, defensive tackle from Iowa. Zach Zinter still on here. Javon Foster, I think, was at the Senior Bowl. It's all right.
Yeah, I don't hate Foster. I think he's a guard at the NFL level, but
we still can we look at our draft? So we didn't take it. Did we take an interior defensive lineman or no?
Yeah, there's no like menu of just who we took.
Oh, took Wingo. Yeah, we took Wingo. Yeah,
it's in production. We're working on that.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, we're probably good on the D line. Should we? We could go O line again and take Zinter.
We certainly could. I would not be opposed to another.
Just build it up.
Yeah, to an interior guy.
Because eventually those guards are going to move. We're going to need something to compete with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Although Zinter, like, I know we don't know what Arthur Smith's going to do because it's everything's oil and water, but like Zinter is a gap scheme guy, right? Like he's a big, like, mauling.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe Michigan scheme. Yeah, I would guess.
Good player.
Maybe,
but
I guess maybe it wouldn't be a fit. That's fair.
Like Foster, I think, is a decent mover. He's not, I just honestly, not that much better. He's like a little bit clunky at times.
What if we took Jalen Simpson?
Dude, great player. I've heard he could be.
Look at his
like,
coverage grade, 87.4.
That's elite. Forcing a pre-trade at 20%.
Yeah.
Coming up making tackles too.
How is he still on the board?
It's shocking to me. Trevor's gotta wake up. Trevor's asleep at the wheel.
Come
as far
on, Trevor.
As I can tell.
He's got many snaps at corner. He's played some corner.
Yeah. Versatile. Slot.
Let's take him. I think we
take him. Yeah.
Jalen Simpson. Okay, we got another DB. I like it. I can't believe that value that he's still on the board.
Let's pick the draft.
All right, wide receiver. What do we got here? Luke McCaffrey. Are we taking him?
Yeah, we're taking him for sure. I actually think, like, jokes and bits aside, I think Luke McCaffrey is like, there's not a lot of ceiling there, but like he knows how to play football. He's clearly the son of a NFL wide receiver and the brother of one of the best running backs of all time. He's solid. Like
was he at the combine?
I think so.
I feel really good about getting this player here. Just looking at the advanced numbers, like have 17 contested catches.
He's a good football player. And I mean, look,
1% contested catch rate. Like,
yeah, some of that is because he probably like you'd like it not to be contested. To be fair, but like he is no, but like he's a very very good hands catcher. He is pretty good blocker from what I watched as well.
But we're in round six, so I mean,
yeah, we're in round six. We have no right. Testing number for him, so
we got our wide out.
There we go, baby.
I hope you're ready to be wide receiver two.
Yeah, get ready, Luke.
Here's our last pick. All right. Oh man, this is where it gets. What do we want here? Like, what are special teams, right? I don't know.
Yeah, teamer. People like Hunter Norzad. I've never watched him, but I've seen that.
A center from Penn State. Steel Chambers, just for the name.
Steel Chambers for a great name.
Don't know if you make. Oh, Javion Cohen's still here. We could take another guard. We didn't take a guard. We didn't take Zinter, did we?
Javion Cohen.
I like Javion Cohen.
No, we just took. Me too. I would take him.
Okay, let's take him.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's take him and let's look at our draft here.
It's a heck of a draft class.
I mean, we got wide receiver because we got Luke McCaffrey and he's going to be amazing. But okay, Simon to the end of the draft here. I feel pretty good. I mean, there's almost always going to be that one pick that you didn't get enough like bites of the apple with, even in real life. Although I don't think you'll get quite the ridiculous run of wide receivers that we had, but we took, okay, just in review, we traded down two spots and added a fourth?
A fourth and
a fifth?
A fifth maybe, yeah.
I forget what we added, but
yeah. Anyway.
We got Amarius Mims, who is probably going to be our target at 20 anyway. So We got him in the first round. So we got our right tackle to play across from Broderick Jones. We got Zach Frazier at center in the second round. I'm actually going to try and watch his tape today, maybe even. We got Renardo Green in the third round, in the third round with 84 when we weren't able to move up. So we got a corner that can play for us, I think, early on. Xavier Thomas, we took at 98. And that one was just a talent pick, and Mekhi Wingo as well. So our defensive line is absolutely unbelievable.
Like, yeah, nasty.
If we could develop Wingo and get Thomas to stay on the field and everything like that, man, absolutely nasty group. Kalen Carson, a corner in round four. I like that one. Jalen Simpson, probably the best pick in the draft at round five, 161. Going to play safety, nickel, outside for us.
Everything.
Luke McCaffrey at wideout. And then Javian Cohen. We got an A- from PFF. That's pretty good.
Pretty good. No, I think honestly, all jokes aside, like, yes, we missed on receiver, and they would probably have to do something to get a receiver like outside of the draft. But this class, I mean, like, you feel so good about your trenches on both sides of the football. And the secondary, you know, you need the guys to develop, but like, you feel a lot better coming out of it than you did going into it.
No doubt. I mean, if Carson is, I can't wait to get to his full tape, but just the clips I've seen, like, I feel pretty excited about him. Same thing with Green. Feel pretty excited about him. So overall, yeah, I think this looks like a pretty good group. There's some of these guys I still want to finish their tape on and study up. We didn't always fill needs either. We built on strengths on the defensive line for sure. Yeah. But the value is just really good with the way that this mock fell with so many skill players coming off the board early. We just had a lot of room to be able to take the defensive lineman in round three to round four. So we did it. So yeah, I feel pretty good about this draft and where the roster would be afterward. I think it's just a matter of, you know, what would happen. What's this here? Mock draft assistant. You draft
a new feature. Yeah. I think it gives you a suggestion. Yeah.
We should have drafted Jamari Thrash, it's saying, but you said slot only, right? I haven't watched
it. I think so. He looks like a slot to me. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Well, all right. So there you have it. There's our, six round mock, I guess, because the Steelers don't have a seventh, but
there you go.
Yeah, something to consider. So, all right, that wraps up our – let me stop this screen share here. Wraps up our final mock draft and our final pod together, Brad. That's the sad part for the people to drop on them at the end of this podcast, but also the exciting part is that you've got an announcement about your future that's going to take you away from the media side of the NFL world, but keep you very much in the NFL world.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is the last pod. It's honestly one of the hardest parts about leaving. We've had a good time. And for anyone that hasn't seen on Twitter or whatnot, and maybe the one-star reviews will go away now that I'm leaving. That's my guess. I'm taking a job to be a contract negotiator in an agency. And I don't think most contract negotiators at agencies can also do podcasts and, mock drafts and whatnot. So I will be around. I'll be on Twitter. John and I will probably be DMing thoughts about draft prospects in perpetuity, but I can no longer do the pod. So I want to thank all the Yinzers. I'll also be a Yinzer in a couple months. So yes. I'll definitely be around just in a different capacity. So I appreciate you, man. And it's been fun.
It's been an absolute blast, man. When I thought about people to do this podcast with, you were quite literally like one of the only people. So the podcast will continue. And I don't know yet who's going to replace and where we're going to go in that direction. I'll probably do some solo pods, some pods with guests here up until the draft. And then as people know, followed me for a while, my job in the summer gets very busy. And so I don't have a ton of availability. And so I'll keep you updated up to that point for the listeners, but yeah, you were the person I was like right away, off season knowledge, draft knowledge, cap knowledge. And I knew you'd done regular spots on the radio in Pittsburgh. So like, I knew that this was going to be something that would fit for you as well. So yeah, I knew that was going to be an awesome fit. I also knew very much going into it, you were honest with me, that like you were going to try and get into this other side of the biz. And I'm very, very excited for you to do that. No doubt in the world, you're going to crush it. And I'm glad we can continue to talk prospects and talk players. It's just going to be behind the scenes. And in the meantime, we'll start to figure out what the next step is for Yinz No Ball. But the pod will continue up until the draft. Well, after the draft too, but up to the draft, we'll be talking and having guests on, evaluators and stuff like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. When do you move to Pittsburgh?
I move in June 30th. So pretty close. Two and a half months. So
nice. Okay. Well, we'll at least have to catch like a Pirates game or something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, true. Like, I forgot about that too. Yeah. We'll also be hanging out. Yeah. 100%.
The way they're winning, ticket prices might be.
Buccos are cooking, man. The Buccos are cooking.
They're rolling. Yeah. It's a nice park to see a game for sure. But as we'll obviously stay in touch. But so the listeners, just I know you're going to be sad, but we're going to keep things rolling here with content. So stick with us here as we get ready to prepare for the draft. And as always, appreciate you all. Thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Yinz No Ball podcast.